This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Normally, nobody would be joining us tonight, and he probably will be over here in a matter of moments. But for right now, you've got Ian.
Andy,
welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to have you back here, and you must have had a good time your first time out last week.
Yeah, I did, actually. It was it's fantastic. First ever radio show. I almost made it through without dropping an S-bomb.
I think, yeah, you made it to the very last segment,
I had, like,
right?
19 yeah. minutes left.
Well, luckily,
I can go the full 3 hours tonight.
We do have a dump machine, though, so if it ever happens again, or in that case, we knocked it out. So
yeah.
Our radio stations were protected in that particular case.
Right on.
And nobody has arrived at this point. Welcome, sir.
They were protected from the unconstitutional tensions of the FCC.
Indeed. So speaking of things that are unconstitutional, of course, the various different lockdowns out there are getting worse. You know, you thought you were going to be able to see your family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, they're taking that off the list. If you're obedient, at least. If you're the type of person who does what the government tells you to do.
Well,
then
my family is both obedient and in their 90s. So they actually probably have reason to fear, you know, whereas...
I don't know. What are the odds that a relatively healthy 90-year-old will beat COVID? Still, the super majority of them probably will, right?
A little vitamin D, a little vitamin C.
Well, I don't know. It's certainly not, you know, 199 out of 200 like it is for young people.
So, yeah, but what is it, 195? You know,
that I don't
know. I mean,
they kill most of the death toll, though, I'm told, or a great deal of it, came from the nursing homes that were required to take COVID patients by their respective governors.
You were saying?
I was going to say, the way I look at it, if you make it to 95, 90, 96, how old are they?
They're in their 90s, and I think 90.
Anywhere over 90s.
I think 94.
I think speaking for myself, if I make it to that age, I want to be around my family, regardless of what risks there are.
Well, that's the thing. They want to be around their grandchild.
You know what I mean?
You know,
Even if there's some risk, that they could fall down in the shower, and that could be the end of it.
That's
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And they get in a 2,000-pound death trap, and they have no problem getting in a car, right? Most people don't. It's like... Yeah. There are inherent risks in living.
Absolutely. And you would think that, you know, by that time or at any age as a grandparent, your viewpoint would be, you know, I'd rather my grandchildren have a good, free life than, you know, me living in fear and asking them to live in fear as well. Let's just all get out there and actually live and be together, because it's just so sad. We've seen so many stories of elderly people literally dying in nursing homes and in hospitals.
And dying alone.
And, being unable to actually see their loved ones.
Have you seen out of Colorado, there was one nursing home where they all came outside and they were like, let us see it. They had like signs up and they were like, let us see our families.
Wow.
I mean, isolation. Why do you think solitary confinement?
There's torture.
Inmates killing themselves within days.
Yeah. Well, also, there's
except for Epstein.
There's a huge phenomena where people, people's wives will die or husbands will die, and they'll just drop dead
a week later.
Yeah, and I can understand how that could happen, having lost a wife. I wanted to die for a while there, you know, and it's just, it's... You shouldn't isolate.
Nobody should be alone. Nobody.
Well,
hey, come on.
No, not this nobody. The other nobody.
Oh, the other guy.
The other guy.
I heard him.
I mean, just speaking from my experience,
I heard he believes the government.
The other guy definitely does. But just speaking from my experience this year, you know, I've had a roller coaster year, real tough relationships with my family. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with my mom last night where she was blaming people like us for not masking up and not distancing. So literally, Mom, I love you. If you heard that, if you're listening, I doubt you are, but you know, you're literally taking what the TV is telling you. That's not your thought. That's not your original thought. Mm-hmm. That's what the TV is saying, that it's my fault and it's your fault, Ian, and it's
programming.
It's the other, no, but
yeah.
Exactly.
Certainly you shouldn't blame the Chinese for actually of course, it could be just coincidence that this thing appeared right in the shadow of the only known bioweapons lab in China, to which, interestingly enough, several of the Clinton entourage have donated money, interestingly enough, I'm told.
Yeah, I'm still in a little disagreement with you in that I'm not so sure it is a bioweapon, in that I've mentioned this to you guys a lot.
Well, if it is, it's not a great one.
That would be something that accidentally escaped. That would be one thing. But I always go back to, as I've told you guys many times off air, I think I mentioned it last week, the CDC has not isolated a virus. I'm looking at a document right here. It's called the CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus 2019 nCoV Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel. It says, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 nCoV are currently available, meaning no purified isolates whatsoever at all.
We don't know what we're looking for. Is that stuff?
Exactly. So we have.
That certainly does seem strange. Because, you would think they would have if they're calling it a pandemic, shouldn't there be a whole bunch of people who are just teeming with this stuff?
Yes.
Shouldn't they be able to pull one blood sample and find it in any infected person?
I mean, if we're talking science here, right, because people who are buying this narrative, fully steeped in it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally tied to it, by the way.
Ooh,
been wearing masks for months, cutting off oxygen to their brain, affecting their ability to reason and use logic. And I mean, they're tripling down now. I mean, my mom wasn't blaming people like me a couple months ago. She's now blaming
me.
Now
you're the problem.
Now, I mean, I told you how I wasn't invited to Thanksgiving.
Yep. You spent the day with us.
Yeah. Apparently, she watched about 8 hours of my videos, and the only thing she got out of it was that I curse a lot. So I'm talking about people being forced masked in Australia. I'm talking about mothers saying their children are being vaccinated in school against their knowledge or consent in Australia. There's quarantine camps in New Zealand.
Australia's hell.
It's ground zero. It's ground zero. They've locked down. They had something called a hard lockdown where they had a poor community completely locked down. They were in their homes for 7+ days. They were having the government was bringing them rations or what have you. Who knows what they're putting in that food? Who knows what they're giving you? I mean, literally. So my mom was hugging me a few weeks ago, but when I told her that my roommate tested positive, she turned me away for Thanksgiving. And then now that she's watched my video, she's blaming me because I came to New Hampshire on Thursday.
Right.
I went and actually hugged her the next day. I had to put a mask on to go and hug my mom. And you know how I feel about...
Did she make you use a cuddle curtain?
Oh,
have you seen those?
Yes, I have. With the plastic? Yeah. So ridiculous, right? So ridiculous. But I love my mom more than anything. But it's like, I literally, you know how I feel about masks. I had to put the mask on just to go and hug her.
Sure, and you were willing to do that for your mom.
I did that because I remember I told you guys I was going to the prayer ceremony in New York.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just sort of feel clean, you know, because I don't want to carry resentment towards my family.
Mm-hmm.
I love my family, and it's because I love them that I press on and try to inform them, you know.
And the thing is, people became what they became under the influence of a public school system and government in general, a media regime that were all designed to make them willing slaves. So you can't blame some people for succumbing to that crime any more than you can blame them for getting robbed or murdered.
We're going to continue. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Maybe you're having trouble with your loved ones in your life and you want to share that experience, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, plus the L.A. lockdown coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number for you, it's 855-450-FREE. like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you'd prefer to sound better and connect with us from anywhere on the planet. You can do that through our Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm. We actually had a caller call in that way last night. Sounded fantastic. It uses the Jitsi technology, which is open source video conferencing. It's very, very slick. Highly recommend you check that out. Go to chat.lrn.fm. That'll give you the step-by-step instructions on how to get onto our chat server. And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, then your experience should be pretty smooth. But some wallets out there aren't ready for this impressive new technology. Those wallet programmers need to hear from you if you are one of their users. So if you're a user of Coinomi or Exodus Wallet, RelayX, or Bread Wallet, you need to reach out to those guys and let them know you want to be able to use their wallets for payments. And the folks over at AnyPay can help you do that. They'll give you an explanation as to how this, you know, why this is a problem with some wallets, gives you more details than I can give you here and, you know, on the air. So AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. And we really would appreciate you guys reaching out if you use any of those wallets to get them up to date. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. As we continue here, we're going to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Los Angeles, apparently maybe, I don't know if it's going to be as bad as South Australia, because it's like the worst there.
Under 100 deaths
in South Australia.
No, the whole country.
Wow. So we can
and
get
for
into
for 100 deaths. They
under 100.
Up the whole country.
Under 100.
Yeah. So that we can get into. Los Angeles is locking down now till further notice, apparently. We'll get to that. But first, Larry in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
Fight back, yeah. L.A.
How you doing now? Hey, I got an iPhone, so I'll be watching you guys in the studio there. But
cool.
Here's what the deal is. Why would you get a vaccine, right? And then you're going to...
I wouldn't.
Neither would I.
And get the people that are doing the health care first, then get the people that are in the nursing homes that you're trying to keep away from COVID. So the vaccine is a form of COVID. And then when some 80-year-old person's in a nursing home, everybody starts dying, they're going to say, hey, we need more restrictions. Then they're going to say, hey, all our medical people are dying too. So... that's just more restrictions. I think I figured it out now, you guys. They are subverting the government, and they want us on our knees because they're kicking the snot out of us right now. You remember Kristallnacht the night when the Nazis burned all the businesses. This is the lead-up. They're virtually burning down our businesses.
In this case, they don't even have to burn the businesses. They're getting the business owners to just walk away. Yeah.
To lead them further and further away. They've got tents set up all around the city, and the next thing that's coming, you can't use your tent after you spend $10,000 to get the heaters and everything. So they're just pulling people along. I've seen it done in business. I've seen it done before. They're just saying, hey, you're going to get your COVID check, and nothing's going to happen. So they're just stringing you along to get you into a position where you'll accept anything, because the next thing they'll say, we're turning the Internet off. Now, then you're going to get a lot of stuff since they got everybody hooked on the virtual Internet, and all the shipping companies are making their money. Amazon, FedEx, everybody's making money. They're trying to change a paradigm, or they're just going to murder a bunch of people. You know, in the past, we had wars that would knock off 10, 12 million people at a time. That's not happening anymore, guys. Famine and other things is taking the place. And
well, we haven't hit famine yet in the United States.
Close.
But
we'll
get
there.
Getting worse.
They've emptied the supply chain. They've emptied the supply chain by...
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, there's still products on the shelves at the stores out there.
They'll give you what they want you to have, like all the leftovers from the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, I mean, some supplies are light. They're,
Have you seen the lines in the food banks? 25,000 families?
Man, yeah.
I mean, so, Larry, I got a
famine.
Question
that's
for you.
That's famine.
Okay.
How bad does it have to get before you're willing to be somewhere other than where you are right now?
I'm going to try to fight to save what I got now. Because I am doing a protest here in Indianapolis.
Larry's not a
libertarian. Everybody knows I'm doing protests. I've got my YouTube channel. But the thing about it is I'm going to do some more sermons on YouTube, because that's why I bought the iPhone, so I could upload to YouTube until they start.
Until they close the internet down, right?
Okay, you need to look into library coin because YouTube is going to shut you down.
Well, you
quick.
Know what?
Yeah, so check it out. Library is pretty great. L-B-R-Y.
Library coin will let you speak.
Yeah, lbry.com is their website. Larry, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. You can't call it famine yet because if you like, for instance, look at Venezuela where the government gang there has been destroying the economy through dramatically inflating the currency there, among other socialistic programs that they're involved in. And it has just been a decline, a tremendous decline over the last decade, especially so over the last several years. And, you know, there's still food in Venezuela. It's just they're skipping meals. And so they're definitely hungry. There's probably, you know, starvation is close in Venezuela.
I mean, there were even 10 years ago, people were starving to death in Venezuela. It was several years ago that they broke into the zoo in Caracas ate all of the animals. And I've seen footage of people literally fighting with dogs in the street over garbage.
It's bad. And that's what I would say is getting closer to a famine situation. Here in the United States, Americans are still pretty fat and pretty happy. In Venezuela, over the last few years, they've been charting people's weight. So the average weight of, you know, the average Venezuelan has been just, they've been dropping pounds over the last few years. And it's like they're not going to have anything left to lose at some point. So we're not to that point yet, but that's what we're going towards with continued inflation and continued economic.
Hopefully. When people start missing meals, they'll stop trusting the government.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
There's a report or some research done by The Lancet that shows 265 million people expected to be thrown into severe food insecurity as a result of the lockdown.
So food insecurity would be not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, right?
But we also have something where The Simpsons.
And was that in the United States, that number?
That would be
75% of the U.S. population.
Yeah, worldwide.
Okay.
But
I think that number is way too low.
Yeah, I would agree, actually. I think it is, too. It is The Lancet. But there is also research showing that 125,000 children are expected to die from malnutrition as a result of the lockdowns. And I would say that number is extremely conservative. Just the lockdowns.
I mean, in China, that was one of the first things that really made me wonder is they wouldn't let the farmers bring their food to market. And it's like, okay, even if people are sick, they got to eat, so why won't you let your farmers bring the food to market?
Yeah, same thing in Australia.
The thing that I think has happened, although the stores are not particularly suffering, my understanding is that the supply chain, okay, usually there's food in warehouses, you know, distributors have it, wholesalers have it. My understanding is that those supplies are very thin now.
That's what I'm saying, there's certain things that are definitely thin. I mean, especially you look at toilet paper, it's still kind of hard to find that out there.
At least
that's what you would do if you wanted to take over and have the people unable to fight back.
855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in Memphis, Tennessee, discussing Operation Warp Speed on Thursday. The vice president saying a vaccine will be here soon.
Because of the efforts at the state and federal level, and because of the great work of our research companies and pharmaceutical companies, and because of a great partnership with FedEx and other companies around the country, but help is on the way. We are just a matter, we believe, of days away from when we will begin to distribute tens of millions of doses of a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine to the American people.
President Trump thinks a deal on a new coronavirus relief package is very close. The president saying at the White House he'll support the bill. The bill does have bipartisan support. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe is warning that China's threat to the United States is a defining issue of our time. That warning coming to lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Ratcliffe also sitting down with CBS News and talking about how deceptive China was regarding the coronavirus.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that.
A wind-driven wildfire is exploding to 4,000 acres in Southern California as residents continue to evacuate. The bonfire near Anaheim has led to mandatory evacuations in several communities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us through our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm is where you can get the instructions to join it. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Andy.
And nobody.
And we're going to tell you about some of what are apparently the most restrictive lockdowns that have happened so far, at least according to Zero Hedge out in Los Angeles City and County. They are locking down pretty heavily out there. Also, want to invite you to ForkFest 2021. Go ahead and mark your calendars now. You can already tell 2021, they're still going to be locking people down. They're still going to be telling people they can't have
unless
fun.
The people
that's why we need these
back.
Events.
That's right.
We need these events, and we need to make them happen.
And they will happen. They happen. ForkFest happened this summer and will happen next summer, June 28th through July 4th at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. What better place to celebrate Independence Day and what little independence you have left than to be around freedom-loving people here in the Shire. You can go to ForkFest.
Do we celebrate Independence Day now, or should we mourn it?
I was mourning it this year.
should we have Independence Memorial Day?
I was mourning it.
ForkFest.party. You can call it whatever you want, nobody, but as long as you're hanging out with us, it'll be a good time. So ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. Go there, learn more, and mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. Remember, it's decentralized, so there's no ticket price. You just have to get your camping site or your RV site, or if you want motel room, there's motel rooms available there as well. ForkFest.party.
Because nobody's in charge.
Exactly. All right, so... So here's the news about what's going on in Los Angeles. I saw the story over at Zero Hedge. Now, obviously, Zero Hedge has its slant, just like the mainstream media has their slant. So I pulled up both of those stories. I got the Zero Hedge, and then I've got the ABC Eyewitness News 7 out of Los Angeles here. According to Zero Hedge, echoing the situation back in March when California was the first state to issue a stay-at-home order, the mayor of Los Angeles last night ordered Angelenos to stay home, warning that the city is approaching a, quote, devastating tipping point as the U.S. and the state of California see unprecedented numbers of new cases, deaths, and hospitalizations. Last night, the state of California reported more than 20,000 new COVID infections, which, again, that doesn't say anything about
positive tests,
dying.
Not sick people.
Yeah.
So, nothing isolated to actually look at.
Now, they did announce 40 new deaths, saying there are 7,740 of them to date. Does anybody want to pull up the population of Los Angeles County? And
I didn't bring my box, bro. You're the only one with a computer here.
Yeah. It's hard to do it while you talk.
It's
so
true.
But yeah, population of Los Angeles County, not the city, the county, because the lockdowns are happening in both the county and the city, and the numbers here are for the county. So 7,740 people have died to date, supposedly, of COVID-19. Now, of course, we've seen how the COVID-19 numbers are completely blown out of proportion, and they call just about anything a COVID-19 death in order to pump up the numbers. But nonetheless, we'll run this for you here in just a moment.
Only 10 million.
10 million in the county?
Only 10 million in Los Angeles County.
So, yeah. So what is that... what does that break down to? That's not a whole lot of the county.
Was it 7,740?
So round it. Give them 10. Give them 10,000 or 9,000.
Let's call it 10,000.
10,000. Yeah, out of 10 million people. I'm sure somebody out there.
10,000 out of 10 million is 1 out of 1,000.
Yeah.
0.001%.
Mm-hmm. That's it's not a whole lot of people.
There. Yeah.
Destroy everyone's lives because 0.001% of people
have died.
Wow.
Yeah.
0.1%.
And that's according to the government numbers on COVID. Less than 0.1% of that.
Wow. Yeah. So basically, your average person knows 150 people, more or less. So the average person in America would not know a single person who's died of COVID.
Right, and you're using the city numbers from Los Angeles. Right?
Yeah.
The county numbers.
Using those numbers.
Right. So, right. If you were to factor in the other areas of the country where the population is even thinner, right, as far as the number of people living close by to one another, it would probably be even less.
What have we had? Last time I looked, we had had 12 deaths in New Hampshire.
No, there's got to be more than 12 deaths in New Hampshire.
Well, last time I looked, it was a few months ago, it was literally 12.
Probably 25
And it worked
now.
Out to 1 out of every 5,000 people
that
at
right?
that time, which was the U.S. average.
Oh, boy. So according to Zero Hedge here, last night, again, they put in these new restrictions. The mayor of Los Angeles said, quote, our city is now close to a devastating tipping point, beyond which the number of hospitalized patients would start to overwhelm our hospital system, in turn risking needless
they
suffering.
They wouldn't have time to make TikTok videos anymore?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was great. They're coming out of their buildings, and they're giving standing ovations to Black Lives Matter protests. Black Lives Matter protests are okay. But Trump rallies and freedom rallies are super spreader events, didn't you know?
Mm.
Quote, we must minimize contact with others as much as possible, he said. The order, which supersedes another order from June, is without a doubt, now this is Zero Hedge's opinion, the most restrictive in effect in the United States right now, so not comparing it to Australia. It prohibits public and private gatherings of people from more than one household. So basically, you cannot go and see anyone else. Yeah, this right here would be a violation.
This is illegal. We are illegal.
Well, luckily, we're actually media, so that makes us essential.
True.
Exempt for essential, yeah. But no gathering with anybody from outside of your household. Uh-huh. So can't go see a friend, can't go see any loved ones unless they happen to be, you know, the bedroom next door to you, effectively, according to this. If you, you know, do what government goons tell you. It prohibits...
So basically, there will be no marriages, I
that's
guess.
That's right.
There will be
you can't
no,
date.
There will be no dating.
No.
We're just not supposed to live at all.
That's correct.
You know?
Just lay down and die.
You're supposed to keep breathing and keep consuming, but
why? Why? Why bother breathing?
I agree.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It hurts.
And I agree with you there, Nobody. It's like, what's the point of living if you can't actually choose? If you can't choose what level of risk you're comfortable with and go out and do things.
I mean, basically, at this point, I live to fight, you know, to fight them. And, you know, I think I fully understand now what live free or die means, you know. Yeah.
What has made it so that you now fully understand that?
Just imagining what my life would be like if I was obedient. Because,
I can't even imagine it.
It kind of sucks the way it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, I go out, but there's nobody to go hang out with. Mm-hmm. There's nobody to,
That's not true.
Well, there's very few people.
Yeah, yeah. We've got more choices, I think, as far as hanging out here than I think a lot of people.
Well, certainly, we're a lot better off here than we would be in L.A. or Massachusetts or one of those other socialist hellholes.
Because what did we do in Keene, New Hampshire, when the first stay-at-home order came out in March of this year?
We went out and drank beer on the square.
And then we did it for 35 more weeks in a
row. But there's always a shortage of girls, and girls are necessary.
This is true.
You know? If you don't... It's just a thing, you know.
Walking, so there's more here, though. Okay, so they're restricting the gatherings to any public and private gatherings, all restricted, not happening unless it's just your internal household, and requires all businesses in the city that require people to work on location, they must stop operations.
Wow.
Walking.
How many people are going to starve? How many people are going to become homeless? As a result of this.
Great question.
They won't get thrown out of their houses right away, but, you know, that can't last forever, because guess what? Landlords are still going to have their houses stolen when they can't pay the property taxes.
That's right. Walking, driving, travel on public transport, bicycles, motorcycles, and scooters are prohibited, except, of course, for all, quote, essential activities.
Word.
There are exemptions. Faith-based.
If you've got a pair of balls, you're essential. Get out there and work.
There are some exemptions. Faith-based outdoor services and programs for the homeless will continue. Supermarkets, grocery stores, and healthcare operations can also continue to operate. But gyms, retailers, and pretty much every other in-person activity will now be legally prohibited in the City of Angels.
This is why we need AR-15s. If you've been asking, this is why.
They banned those in California years ago, I think.
Doesn't mean nobody has them.
855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Stand up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Comment on the ongoing increasing in intensity lockdowns happening all around the planet. We're focusing for the moment on Los Angeles County and Los Angeles City, which Zero Hedge is calling the most restrictive in effect in the United States right now. The mainstream media is saying that it isn't quite as restrictive as the first lockdown back in March earlier this year, but either way, it's pretty terrible what they're doing to people. So we'll get it back into that story here, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Ian, Andy, and nobody in the studio tonight. We'll go first to Gene the Christian Anarchist, calling us from Tennessee, watching on the DLive feed at dlive.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to everyone about what the greatest threat to liberty is in the USA.
Oh, okay. Nobody wants to hear that.
Total obedience? Yeah.
Now, the greatest threat, I've changed my tune. The greatest threat is China's CCP. Now, for pretty much all of my life, or at least all of my awake life, I've been telling people that the threat to liberty is not from overseas. I've been telling people that it's right here in Washington, D.C. The Washington, D.C. are the ones that are the ones that affect my life every single day.
You're in Washington, bro?
No, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
The Goonerman Goon Squad in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. is the primary threat, was considered always the primary threat to liberty.
So why did you change your mind?
Well, they've locked me up. The Chinese certainly never have.
No, they just sell
That's
me
true.
Stuff. So why am I supposed to believe that the Chinese are a greater threat?
And absolutely, what his point is absolutely a valid one. I have not yet been locked up by the CCP, but I, you know, there's a possibility.
I go to China, though, so I can see how they would be a threat to you.
Well, I'm going to bring it back home right here. Okay. Just hang on a second. You know, I've been to China about 30-something times in over 26 years due to my wife, who's from Wuhan, of all places. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with Wuhan, been there many times. But the Chinese Communist Party in the last 15 years, and I've watched this personally, firsthand, has become very powerful, and that power has gone to their heads. They're currently influencing our media, our universities, our politicians. They're using agents to steal technology and re-engineering it to turn against us. They even threw this coronavirus crap on us, and if you remember, at the very beginning of this year, there was all kinds of shocking video coming out of Wuhan, China, of people just walking down the streets and just falling over dead of coronavirus. That's got to be all fake. We have never seen anything like it. Nowhere on the entire planet have we seen people just dropping over dead in the
streets. Okay, but we knew that the Chinese government was dishonest and violent, just like every other government of the world. Why, you know, why are we supposed to be so afraid that there's somehow a greater threat?
The Chinese government is promoting Communist Party doctrine, and they want to be the leader of the Communist Party. So all of this socialism and communism, you see, it's all being paid for, not all of it, but a good portion of it is being funded by Beijing. They're paying for programs in our universities. They're buying off our universities, making them scared to say anything.
Don't send your kids to university. All right, that's the solution there. What else?
They're buying off our politicians. The politicians are scared to say things.
The corporations are buying out the politicians. They've owned them for years.
Politicians have always been cowards. I mean, they're not all of a sudden scared just because China got involved.
Right, but politicians have always been available to buy. Now, the CCP is buying them. And they're using them against us. They're turning it, and then they're.
But they've always been against us. Come on, Gene. I mean, why all of a sudden now is, you know, are they against us? The politicians have been against us since before China was buying
and always will be.
Right. But now they have the money. China, CCP has the money, and they're throwing that money around and they're influencing
our
election.
How is that changing anything?
It's changing everything. Because we are going so quickly into socialism and communism right now. In the last 5 years, I have seen the rhetoric on communism and socialism ramping up in this country to where now the point that all of this Black Lives Matter
Well, to say that Black Lives Matter is not communist, okay? I know that there is a group of Marxists who run a website of that name. Okay, but in general, just because somebody says that, you know, black people should not be shot by police in the street does not make them a communist.
That's right.
Okay, every time we get on this discussion, you try to derail the discussion. The discussion.
I'm not derailing the discussion.
You are.
I'm saying that.
Now, you brought up. You're the one who brought up Black Lives.
Yeah, but I gotta defend Gene on this. He wasn't saying it like Black Lives don't matter. He was just saying that BLM is, you know, a sort of a play for the communists or socialists. But Gene, I would just say I think it's a lot bigger than China. I think it's the you know, quote unquote New World Order, for lack of a better term. I mean, you could literally go to the UN's website and see a song called a New World Order behind closed doors. I mean, literally could. These people are working together. Leaders of the Communist Party, China, they're all working together to enslave us all under one world government. That's the agenda. So that's the biggest enemy to freedom.
I'm certainly not ignorant to this. I've been along on this ride 30-some years.
I'm just saying. If China disappeared, if tomorrow morning China just disappeared, it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. These thugs would continue. No,
it would make a difference to Walmart.
These thugs would continue to make violence their norm. That is the way government works. It doesn't matter the fact that there's a government goon out there calling themselves the Chinese government. The fact is these people all behave in the same way. And I'm surprised to hear you placing so much blame on, you know, this sort of group.
Because I've been there. I know what the mentality is like. I know what's going on. You haven't been there, and you haven't seen what I've seen. And there is definitely huge influence going on right now between the CCP and what's going on.
I think it's collaboration, not influence.
What do you want to do about it?
Well, I want people to wake up. I want people to realize that this is happening and try to resist it through whatever means
they
can.
How do you do that? You're saying that the Chinese government is buying off U.S. politicians.
I mean, we can't very well go overthrow the Chinese government. Overthrowing our own would be hard enough.
We can do little things, like we can stop buying Chinese goods and instead buy things from the Philippines or Vietnam.
Oh, because Duterte is such a great guy in the Philippines.
Well, you're not sending your money to the CCP yet that way. at least.
No, you're just sending your money to another thug who has actually admitted. Thank you for the call, Gene. There's no good place to send your money to as far as, you know, mega corporations, manufacturing products, whether it's Pakistan, Vietnam, whether it's the Philippines. You're just going to be enriching another set of goons that is
and supporting slave labor.
Well,
which,
I mean, if you do business with agorists, that's a good place to send your money.
Sure, but there aren't that many of them.
Well, there would be a lot more if there were if they had more market. So that is one good solution.
Well, I don't see agorists going out there trying to set up huge manufacturing facilities to supply.
Well, no, they're not going
planet.
To have huge manufacturing facilities because huge manufacturing facilities are visible, and visible illegal manufacturing facilities get busted.
Yeah,
so,
and there's also just no money in it. Okay, so if you're competing with a manufacturing facility in China or Pakistan or whatever that's making bowls for, you know, your the food that you put in, you know, they're making those at fractions of a penny or whatever. There's no almost no cost over there. Whereas if you had agorists trying to like make, you know, handcraft bowls and things like that, they would have to charge 20 times as much for them. So you can't expect the agorists to all of a sudden be able to like kick in and supply every single thing that we get from around the world. And it's ridiculous. Look, the idea that we're going to somehow be able to overturn the Chinese government by buying things from the Philippines is ridiculous. Although you and I are doing our part, nobody. We do regularly purchase Filipino mangoes here in the studio. So.
We eat a lot of mangoes. So, Matter of fact, I'm going to go grab some mangoes.
There you go. That's it right there. Sticking it to the Chinese government. I mean, it's not going to make any difference.
It's way bigger than just the... Right. It's the collaboration. We're seeing that. I mean, look... It's literally as if they are all reading from a script.
Same thing, yeah.
Reading from a script with this.
Minor variants.
Well,
that's it.
Just to keep us confused. That's
this,
it. They're trying to track
what
it all.
This is what I can say. Okay? Whatever is done to harm you, whatever is done to impose socialism or communism on you, will be done by people very close to you.
That's right. They're the problem.
Okay? It will be somebody right where you are. So you fight the people who are right there doing it to you.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter who sent them.
We have neighbors calling the cops on neighbors.
That's right.
That's common. That's the KGB.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, the mayor said that. The L.A. mayor said that in the beginning. There's a little saying about snitches, or an old saying
the
about...
The L.A. mayor?
Yeah, in the beginning. He literally said, you know that saying about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
Ah, okay, that's what he said. I was going to say, it wouldn't make sense if he said the other thing.
No.
Okay, 855, 450. Yeah, they love their snitches.
Yeah, the Nazis paid their snitches too.
Yeah.
But the Nazis ended up hung eventually.
Toll free number 855-450 free. We got a couple hours here, plenty of time for you to join us to control the airwaves, the lockdowns, or whatever's on your mind. You can take control here. There's plus a party that's being planned on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.